Despite its name, Southwest Airlines is making big moves into the Northeast. In a move that's raised eyebrows, the discount carrier last week started flying out of New York's LaGuardia Airport. Next month, Southwest will start flying out of Boston's Logan Airport from Dallas. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Southwest Airlines will begin small at LaGuardia, 8 flights a day, 5 to Chicago and 3 to Baltimore, Washington. Southwest already flies 25 flights a day to 7 cities out of Long Island, but the trip to Manhattan can easily be an hour and a half. Business flyers who can afford it choose airlines which fly into Newark, Kennedy, or LaGuardia instead. And now one of those airlines can be Southwest. The backbone of the airline has long been the state of Texas and its robust intrastate business travel, but over time, flying point to point, eschewing hubs, its tentacles have spread across the country like a massive Dallas-headed octopus. As the airline has added destinations, it has also pushed into major airports like LAX and Los Angeles. Now, with its service from LaGuardia to Chicago, Southwest will stab at United and American Airlines in the heart of their operations. Southwest is more efficient, its costs are 20% lower, and its discount fares are expected to stress American and United at a time when both airlines are vulnerable. The discount carrier is starting small in New York, but the industry has seen this play before, and most are predicting that if Southwest can make it anywhere, it can make it there, too. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.